We had one person speak at the beginning of the meeting to talk about Carver and what the district is planning to do with Carver. There is a group of residents in that area that are concerned about us disposing of that building and that property. They want to save Carver. We still have, as a board, have not decided what we're going to do with that school at this time, and we're looking at all options.
How far back did you all start talking about this? And
well, we talked about Carver when we knew that we couldn't really use the space we needed. You know, Carver's our early childhood program. That's our Head Start program. It's our 3- and 4-year-olds. And when we realized we needed to rebuild Carver and rebuild camp, Mr. Sladen and his staff came to us with a presentation or a proposal to build Carver and camp as one school. There was plenty of space where Carver was. We could keep the camp gym intact and create two entrances, but they share the cafeteria, the music room, some of those common areas, and the gym, obviously. And so we just had the dedication to Carver a couple of weeks ago, so now we have an empty building over there close to the Carver Camp campus. And we're just looking at what would it cost us to fix it, to be able to use it as a campus, or, you know, what are our options as far as disposing of the property if we should choose to do that? Or, you know, what could the community use it for if the community would want it?
What you've done now wasn't the intent at that point, whenever that occurred, was to vacate the old Carver building and...
We always knew we would vacate it to move that program. What we would put in that space to replace it was never a firm decision. We've never really said, hey, we're going to make it this or we're going to make it that. And now we have to decide what it is we want to do with that property and that building.
And any sort of timeline or direction given to administration or any sort of committee?
We've asked them, no, there's not a committee. Dr. Wallace is speaking with the man that spoke last night, and just to visit with him. I think Grady and his staff are coming up with a proposal. They're looking at all options. I mean, you know, if we're going to use it as a different type of campus, we've got to know what it's going to cost to fix it. That campus is very old.
Are there any space needs at this point?
Not that I'm really aware of. I mean, I know we do need a new, probably the next thing we'll be building will be elementary schools. But we're not to the point yet where we're actually discussing building elementary schools. I mean, with the problem right now is, and you're going to love it when I say this, it goes back to money. Because just because you can pass a bond to build a school doesn't mean that we have the money to operate the school. And so, you know, we're not going to build another elementary school until we can staff it and fund it like we do all our other schools.
And the location would probably not be where anywhere near Carver Camp is now, would it?
Well, we, you know, probably looking out where our next new elementary schools will be, we're going to need one on the east side and one on the west side. Where, I don't know right now. We are going to be looking at some demographic studies to look at growth in the city. And, you know, but, you know, all of this is just to kind of plan so that we're constantly visioning of where we're going to be so that things don't creep up on us and we're not ready as a board.
Any sort of timeline out there then for the old Carver campus?
No, not at this point. I would think as a board that we would make a decision in the spring, just as we start looking at budget and, you know, getting ready for next year. I would think that sometime in the spring, as we start having those conversations, something about Carver would come up. But has Tommy said this is when we're going to discuss it? No.